The 2-2 Washington Commanders are on the left coast today for a 4:25 game against the 3-1 LA Chargers at SoFi Stadium. And something that hasn't happened the last year or so quite a bit, the Commanders are actually an underdog against the Bolts. WTOP Sports Director and Commanders beat reporter George Wallace joining us live with a preview. Morning, George.
Morning, Ian.
Given how banged up the team has been, let's start with bumps and bruises. We get QB1 back, but prime target one is not there.
No, he's still not there. Terry McLaurin's still out. Noah Brown's still out. Didn't make the trip. They were on the field a little bit this week during the stretching portion of the media viewing, but nothing, you know, they weren't really doing anything yet. So maybe a week or two away. Dan Quinn said that everybody is trending in the right direction, so that is good news. Sam Cosmi as well, who has started his window after the ACL injury. So that was great to see him on the field this week. So they're getting healthier. And the other good news is everybody that was missing practice this week, Percy Butler, Mikey Sanristil, Debo Samuel, they're all clear and ready to go today. And you get the big boost with Jaden Daniels back. So that's going to be huge.
Now, as far as Jaden goes, is he going to be wearing the knee brace?
He is going to wear the knee brace. He doesn't like it.
I don't imagine he does.
He wore it at practice day. But if that's what it has to do, and like you said, if that's what it takes me to get on the field, then he'll do it. We'll see how long he wears it. And if it's going to, you know, allow him to be Jaden Daniels, which we talk about a lot, is he going to be allowed to be able to run and use his legs, or is he going to be more cautious about it? And Cliff Kingsbury said that's one of the reasons that they were very careful with this injury, because you don't want to limit him when he's able to get back on the field. And I totally get that, because he's not going to be able to, it's instinctive. If he has to take off running, he takes off running, and you don't want to have to limit that. So we'll see how it goes today. But yes, he's gotten used to the brace because he's been wearing it all week.
Now, how has the mood been around the practice facility out in Ashburn this week? With everyone kind of on the mend, has there been some improvement, especially after what happened last week in Atlanta?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, guys, they're taking responsibility. They know that it's on them, and this is a veteran team, and they know how to turn things around. And Bobby Wagner took a lot of responsibility this week as the play caller on defense, and he has to be better. They have to tackle better. They can't give up the big plays. It's all things that are correctable. It's just, you just have to go out and do it. And, you know, another thing that you'd like to see today is them starting better on the road. The two road games that they've played this year, they haven't really been in the games. I mean, yes, the game was close to some one-score game late in the Packers game, but you never thought they were going to win it. Same thing with last week. They kind of kept it there, but you never really felt that they had a chance to overtake Atlanta. So that is one thing they're looking for today, is a better start on the road as well.
Now, as for the loyal opposition, the Chargers come in with a lot of offensive firepower. They got Justin Herbert at quarterback, but the Bolts' defense is one of the best in the league, and that could be problematic today.
It is, yeah. I think third overall in the league, so they are very good. And if you're dealing with a Daniels that's maybe not 100%, and he doesn't have his top weapons, and if Debo's not 100%, and the running back committee is not, you know, isn't able to produce. So yeah, that they could be in for a long day. And keep in mind also, the Chargers are coming off of a bad loss last week, and they're going home. So that's another thing that this team is dealing with. Same thing that happened last week in Atlanta. So they have a lot to, you know, going against them today, and it's a tough trip to the West Coast, but they did go out a day early on Thursday and practice in LA at the Coliseum Friday to kind of get acclimated to everything. So They know that today is a big one, and like I said, this is a veteran team, and they are able to get themselves out of situations. And I think that they, you know, like I was saying last week, you don't need a big rah-rah kind of speech with this team. I mean, they just have to go about their business and get it done. And I think getting number 5 back today is going to be a huge boost.